League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, our final segment of the week right here as it is a Friday, a beautiful Friday. I'm in L.A. while Lance and Dell are back at the studio. What's the weather like?
Oh, my God. Yesterday feels like 115.
Really?
Yeah, but it was only 90. Like, dew point was 77, so you knew it was going to be a disaster. But it was feels like 115.
No one was looking into dew point.
More and more people are now.
It's hot. It's not going to be great today. No one thought dew point.
Yesterday, it was 551. It was 98 degrees at 551.
Tell me what a good dew point is.
You want it in the 50s.
You want dew point in the 50s. So yeah. 77.
Low 60s is okay. 77 is anything over 70 is considered oppressive.
So if it was 95 degrees but a dew point of in the 50s, I'd feel better?
Yeah, it's a dry heat. It's the old Arizona dry heat.
So people,
ask John. It's a real thing.
I don't know if you heard. We don't have that.
But ask John. You've been there. It's not as bad.
So people in Arizona enjoy their 100 degrees, but it's dry?
It's not as bad.
Some people, like Granado, does. He loves 100.
I love it.
But is it good? I know it's not as bad.
I will tell you this. Yesterday here, it was warm, but it's no humidity, so it's like...
Yeah, it's way different.
It's a lot easier to handle.
Yeah, it's way different. Feels like 115. I don't remember seeing that all summer. This was the highest we've had all summer, and that was at almost 6 o'clock. Real ones know that August is the real summer for us. Like... No. Oh, we're into August. It means we're into the worst part of summer.
What August means is we're in first place.
August, exactly. We're in first place in baseball and first place in feels
in,
like.
In dew point.
We're leading dew point. We're high up there, but so is New Orleans.
Yeah.
So is areas of Florida.
So is dew point like golf? Like the lower it is, the better?
Yes.
Right. It's like golf.
Yeah.
Dew point.
You definitely don't want it over 70. Right. 70 is
like
considered
bowling.
Oppressive.
It's like golf.
No. High 70s, right. You basically are just prepared to have one of the worst. Just prepare for your life to not have as much meaning.
You want to be Mr. 59. That's what you want to be.
Oh, yeah.
In golf, right?
Oh, yeah. 59 dew point, 40 dew point. That's terrific.
That's 77.
That's not humid. Higher it is, the more humid it is.
The problem
76.
Humidity is percentage of...
Let me teach you guys something. When you shoot 76 in golf, they call it trombones.
Why?
What does that mean?
76 trombones. Oh.
So you got to know musicals from like the 50s.
Right.
Okay.
The problem with this is you keep using numbers, so people aren't just going to immediately click, 76 dew point means it's terrible.
It's terrible.
So, or you could use like a term that would get people,
oppressive.
Know it's going to be bad.
It's oppressive.
What's bat wings dew point?
Bat wings dew point.
I got to explain what bat wings.
Can you explain
when things stick to your thigh?
Can you explain? I don't know what that means.
I've already said enough. What's bat wings? What is bat wings dew point?
That's high seventies.
Okay.
That's high.
So when you tell me swamp ass is high seventies.
So when you tell me it's bat wings weather, then I know.
That's what it is.
It's going to be a tough run for me.
Seventies are F's. 60. Nah, 60s are okay.
Let's talk about
60s are okay.
Let's talk about names of golf scores.
No.
Like 77 is Sunset Strip.
No,
what did we say?
Sunset Strip.
What were we going to talk about this segment?
Who's the best play caller?
Oh.
Offense and defense?
the best play caller, offensive or defense? So they're probably going to say Ben Cleveland, not Ben Cleveland, but Ben Johnson out of Detroit.
He's second.
Do they have our board Bobby Slow? I think he's third.
Bobby Slow is seventh.
Seventh. Okay. How about Kevin O'Connell?
Kevin O'Connell, no.
Minnesota?
No.
Okay, number one's going to be Mike McDaniel. Oh, no, one number one will be Kyle Shanahan.
No. They're not. There's no head coaches. It's OCs.
Oh.
Or DCs.
Okay, I'll just name teams. Okay, so is Miami one?
It is not.
And San Francisco's not one?
No.
And it's not Bobby Slowick. And who did I say? And it's not Ben Johnson with the Lions? I don't know. Well, who do they have as one?
Well, the Browns have two. The Browns have the Browns
have Stefanski calls the plays.
Ken Dorsey, OC. Yeah. And they have Jim Schwartz, third.
Yeah, Schwartz is really good defensively.
Number one, Steve Spagnuolo.
They were mixed together?
I said, yeah, offense and defense.
Well, when you said offense and defense, I thought, okay, here's the offensive ratings, here's the defensive ratings. Yeah, Steve Spagnuolo is great.
Mm-hmm. Well, with that, listen, he had some talent now. Those guys are pretty good. But they carried the Chiefs. You know, Mahomes gets all the credit, just like Amani Toomer said. Quarterback gets all the credit. Their defense carried them last year. Their defense was spectacular. I mean, when Mahomes was struggling, when they were struggling to score points, they went through a stretch that they were just not good offensively. And Spagnuolo and that defense and Chris Jones and the two corners that were fantastic linebackers, I mean, they were great. They carried them to that champion. They don't make the playoffs unless that defense is as good as it was. Because we were talking about how, listen, they didn't cover last year. They were less than expected, a lot less than expected offensively for a while. And then, obviously, he came through in the postseason and, you know, scored points. But it was their defense that got him to the Super Bowl. Spagnuolo 1, Ben Johnson 2, Jim Schwartz, Cleveland Browns DC 3, okay. Todd Monken, Ravens 4, Arthur Smith, Steelers OC 5th, Ejiro Evero, DC 5th.
Wait. We're given. Was Smith there even last year? So they're giving him that. He wasn't
they're
there
giving
last
that
year.
Without just by no by
just by yeah. reputation. Yeah. Wow, we're giving Arthur Smith the nod, and he's got a good background, but we're giving him the nod ahead of. So you got to use coordinators, which screws. I mean, that really screws, honestly, San Francisco and Miami.
Yeah, yeah, because they're fantastic play callers. Bobby Slowick is 7th. Ken Dorsey. Yeah, you would think, yeah, Kyle Shanahan has got to be.
Why are we just
doing talking about
team.
Play callers, he calls the plays.
Yeah, so does Kevin O'Connell.
But they're just saying they shouldn't say who's the best play callers. They say who are the best NFL coordinators.
Who are the best play callers? They should have said play callers because
Kyle Shanahan's got to be in it.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
That's this is kind of a list that I wish they would redo to where everyone's eligible. Where would D'Amico Ryans fit?
Ken Dorsey, 8th. They got Vic Fangio, 9th. And Drew Petzing, the OC for the Cardinals, 10th. Where would D'Amico fall? Where would D'Amico fall in this list? Pretty damn good. I mean, the Texans were okay. They were good defensively last year. I think they're going to be much better this year with better players, right? But I'll trust D'Amico with a defense with this as well. I mean, Spagnuolo was pretty damn good, and Schwartz is pretty damn good. They've got a lot of pelts, so I mean they're pretty good. But D'Amico's pretty damn good too, and Bobby Slowick is pretty damn good.
Yeah,
we're doing pretty well here.
We're doing pretty damn good.
Yeah. Yeah, we're doing pretty damn
good.
If
I do say so myself.
Yeah. No, we ain't one of the poorest as far as coordinators go. The dew point is 78 degrees right now. Is it 78 degrees that the dew point is or 78?
What is it? What's, how do we...
78%.
78% dew point.
Where is that? In L.A.?
This says the dew point is 78 degrees right now. 85% is up there. But see, your dew point is stupid. Dew point is something that no one understands or cares about.
Dew point is literally what every meteorologist uses to monitor how muggy it's going to be. Literally every single one. I can't help it if you cannot grasp this.
I'm pretty sure you're not a meteorologist.
That's true.
The meteorologists tell me. I just listen to them. The dew point here in Houston right now, if that's what you want to feel, is 80. Feels like 100. It's 9:12 in the morning. Feels like 100.
What?
Yeah. Right now, it feels like it's 100 outside.
Are you using your Apple phone? Your Apple app? Weather app?
I'm using Weather app.
It says
Weather Channel.
Apple.
Is that inside the studio?
No. The air conditioning's on. It feels like 92, according to Apple. It's
86 and fair. Feels like 100. That does feel a little high, though.
Well, 84, according to Apple right now, and it feels like 92.
What is the one that the sky is falling all the time? That's the weatherman that Lance uses.
Who? No, I'm just using Weather Channel.
Was there a chicken that used to go around? The Weather sky Channel's is falling. Been the sky here is
for,
falling.
I mean, it's only been here for 50 years.
Are you calling his weather app Chicken Little?
Chicken Little.
It's literally the Weather Channel.
It's just Chicken Little.
It's not predictions. It's just measuring what the weather is. That's all.
Mm. Well, they're measuring at a higher temperature than good old Apple.
Yeah, the feels like does feel a little high at 100, just like 115 felt high yesterday, but it did feel pretty terrible outside. John, don't talk to us about weather anymore. You're in California. You got to stay out of Houston business.
Well, that's
true. This is our business. You stay out of it. You're outside eating strawberries and cream.
Not anymore, you're not.
And wearing your short shorts enough. Don't worry about our weather.
As you guys like to say, John's name is Bennett, and he ain't in it.
I'm in it. I'm in the middle of it.
You can't speak.
A lifelong
Don't speak on things you don't know. This is Houston, folks.
Yeah.
You need to stay out of Houston, folks, business.
That's right.
I'll be back.
West Coast Johnny.
Oh, this is like a... Oh, are you kidding? I got to stay out of your business.
Yeah, you got to stay out of our business.
Keep your LA gaze off of us. Okay?
Yes. When you come back here, you can talk about how humid it is.
Yeah.
But from there, you just talk about it's great here, guys.
And when he comes back, he's a short timer anyway.
Yeah. Ugh, this is miserable. I can't wait to get back to Cali. He'll probably say Cali.
Do you say SoCal already, John?
No, I don't.
Are you in SoCal, John?
Do you hate Northern California?
I hate Northern California
for different reasons.
Them before I got here.
Yeah, but SoCal Johnny, he's going to come back and be a change man. Ugh, 78-degree dew point. Ugh, heathens, slobs.
I'm done.
What is this, a third world city that I'm living in?
Where's the beach?
Oh, the water's blue in L.A.? Yeah, we heard. We know we got brown water, John. Stop rubbing it in.
Are we done? Are you two done yet?
No, not as long as you live in L.A., we're not done.
Okay, I don't live in L.A. I'm visiting.
No.
Yeah.
You can't get that off anymore. No chance.
Two-week vacation here, that's all. That's all there is.
And
I'll be back in Houston. I'll be back, brother.
I'll
be back, and I can talk dew point in Houston because I'm a Houstonian always will be.
We've seen the place you're moving into over the weekend. You're no longer a Houstonian.
I'm breaking it here, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, let's go. 713-780-3776. All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. One thing we didn't mention yesterday, and we will talk about now, was the situation with the female boxing situation.
I think we did actually talk a little bit about it.
No, I don't think we did. It was only I don't believe we touched on it yesterday. 45 seconds into their match, the Italian Angela Carini, she got punched in the face by a boxer, Imane Khalif, who is a transgender person.
She's not a transgender person.
Not
well, trans. that's what Mina Kimes says, but...
No, actually,
the IOC came out and...
Said she's...
Actually, everybody... No, it's true. They all came out and they said that's one of the things that's not.
And I guess you would, with Algeria, who bans transgenders, would they allow a transgender athlete to compete for them?
No, he probably
it is illegal in the country.
Well, okay. So, he was or she was kicked out of the world championships because her XY chromosomes were too high.
Well, no, they weren't too high. She just showed XY. XY is male XY, chromosome.
Yeah. Right.
Never saw anything about testosterone, but typically if you're going to have an XY, so she has a condition. It's the same thing that Casta Mayor, the distance runner, or the 400 or 800 meter runner has. That I need to see. This is a tricky one. This is way trickier than I initially thought. Because initially you just see like that looks like a dude. That's a guy. That's a guy boxing. That's trans. They're trying to get over. And that's, you know, I made that assumption. But then you go further into it, and it appears as though this is a situation where there are a certain amount of people who are born with born as females with female genitalia, but they have, it's kind of a situation where there's an XY chromosome. You know, it's almost like, what's it called when you have two genders? I can't remember what it is.
Well, we know about her as far as testosterone. I believe she has more testosterone.
Yeah. So, yeah. Well, this condition causes you to produce a tremendous
and
amount
XY of, and XY chromosome.
Well, XY is a male. Is
right,
a male.
Exactly.
And so they just. But here's the deal: the condition causes you to produce an excessive amount of estrogen. So the body then produces, to counter it, an excessive amount of testosterone, which, as we know, is a benefit. It's a performance. It's a performance enhancing benefit to have high testosterone, but especially if you're a female where they have in the past. But here's the thing, though, John, if you test high in testosterone, they have banned certain track athletes, for example, for, I know that because this is where it's come up, your testosterone level must be below a certain number for you to legally compete. So what I'm wondering here is, If this woman it's XY chromosome, which automatically you say, well, that's a male chromosome. But then they were born a female, and they have where is the testosterone? Was the testosterone level checked? Is it within the legal limits? Because if it's too high, you could be doping with testosterone. That's an easy way to dope, but they find it, and if the level's too high, no, that's not naturally produced.
Okay, is Lin Yu Ting a transgender athlete?
It's the same one. The same case of not a transgender. Apparently has the same condition, I guess.
Both were removed in March of 2023 after a series of DNA tests uncovered athletes who were trying to fool their colleagues and pretend to be women. That's what the World Boxing Association, that's what they said about the situation. Now,
right, there was a
in
bunch
the Olympics.
Right. There was a bunch of this going on.
Right.
And so they just said, if you got XY, you're out.
Right.
Well,
right.
The Olympic Committee, which is does more than the IBF, they go a little deeper into it, and they decided that Lin Yu Ting and Amani, I need to see the other.
Khalif.
Yeah, Khalif.
Amani Khalif.
Yeah, Khalif are actually born female. Now,
Khalif,
you know, the eyeball test is going to throw you off a little bit. I get that.
Well, there are pictures of the athlete in question who hit the Italian
as
woman
a
in
child.
The face, as a child. And,
it doesn't, you don't,
you would say
think
woman.
Twice about it.
Yeah, you would say little girl. And she's, as we said, identified as a woman, born a girl, and she competes for a country who would not, at least from all reports, would not allow a transgender person to compete for them. So this is more about DNA and
yeah, but it's still more like, this is so tricky because, you know, I'm not going to get caught up in anyone's culture war, but I'm not a fan of somebody who has a physical advantage to that unless it's legal. Unless it's, you know, we've seen.
Well, what if it's natural that she, as opposed to.
That's the point. If it's natural, what do you do with that? Like, if the testosterone level's high, you're out. And that's my problem with allowing the transgender athletes to compete. You never see it the other way. There's never trans women competing or trans men competing because they have no chance. There's never a trans man who competes at a high level. And a trans man, for people who don't care about anything, born a woman, becomes a man, is a trans man. they don't compete. The flip side, you do see it. The Leah Thomas thing just seems so unbelievably fair. So unbelievably fair on the women's side. Now, people point
fair?
Out this unbelievably unfair. People point out this woman is 36-9. So she's been beaten 9 times by other boxers. The 36 wins is pretty strong. The KOs, 4 KOs. So it's not like there's not a bunch of KOs in there. But I saw the video, and we saw the video of her beating up the fighter from Mexico Italy. In 2022.
Oh.
Pummeled the Mexican fighter. And then we saw the Italian fighter got hit once, and then bang, just done. Everyone kept saying 2 times. I'm trying to find a second punch. It looked like it was 1 punch, and she was done. Now, there are female boxers that hit hard, hard. Clarissa Shields, Layla Ali. There are some fight in the MMA. There are fighters who can deck you, who throw with tremendous power. So it's not like this is the first boxer ever who punched somebody hard, but it's tricky. It's just, this is one I don't even, I maybe shouldn't have even stepped on this landmine in the first place. But when I initially saw it, I'm like, this is horrible. Just horrible. No. And then when I was confronted with some of the actual evidence, and I keep an open mind instead of just saying, I don't care, dude, just look at it. You know, I can see where the IOC is in a tough spot, because I feel like, is this an unfair advantage, or is it, as you just said, is it naturally occurring, or is it an unfair advantage? But you should never have someone whose testosterone levels are too high. There's always got to be a barrier of testosterone where a certain number is too high. And I think that's the case even with this boxing. They had to have tested, unless they test afterwards.
No. So is Tyler here? All right, let's get Tyler in here. Hey, Tyler.
Well, I was going to bring up the boxing, but y'all touched on it already. So the other thing I was talking about is the 3-on-3 just debuted last Olympics, and the men didn't even qualify for it, and the women ended up winning gold, but they had, I think, Plummer on the team. But this year, they're obviously not doing very well. I'm thinking maybe in L.A., because it'll be on home soil, and it's the prestige of L.A., that they might get some more names in there to kind of make it more interesting. I was just going to get your thoughts on that.
Yeah, I can't believe that it's an Olympic sport. I can't believe that you can't get 4 good players that would want to win a gold medal for their country.
What about college? What about high-end college basketball players? Like, who are these guys?
Yeah. I mean, and, you know, let them practice a little bit together. Let them listen, they built, and we were watching it yesterday, they built these stadiums. What are you going to do with a 3-on-3 stadium after you're done with it? What in the hell is it? What is it good for?
Let the kids play on it, I guess.
Yeah.
I guess.
Just a basketball court outside.
Put all those seats in front of no one?
That's like when Brazil had the Olympics and the World Cup. They spent all this money in their infrastructure, and then it just goes to crap.
Oh, no, it just went to crap. So I can't believe that you can't find 4 really good players that don't make the women's regular basketball team that wouldn't want to go and win a medal.
Caitlin
I just
Clark?
Can't believe that.
Why not Caitlin Clark?
Why not? Well, she refused. I think she was asked.
Yeah,
I know she was
doesn't
asked.
Want to. It's not considered real. They don't consider it a real, you know, I don't think they
right.
consider
well, it. Well, I think Caitlin is a bad example because she's been playing so much basketball.
She needs to rest. I wouldn't want her playing. But, you know, there's got to be, for the men's side, come on. Can we get Jamal Shedd? But it's easier said than done because these guys now are getting ready for an NBA season. None of those guys want to hurt themselves. But a college basketball, like, really? We can't have a really good college basketball. We can't get 4 good college basketball players
right.
instead of Jimmer Fredette, who's 35.
I
and
know,
a bunch
right?
of nobodies.
Right?
No, really. What is the pool? And apparently, I read an article on it. They have a really hard time recruiting players. Nobody wants to play in this thing.
I think you might be right, Tyler. You might be right when it comes to Los Angeles to LA. You could probably find 4 good players right here in this city that would you know want to play better than what we've got out there now. I think, yeah, if it wasn't – France is a little inconvenient, probably. I don't want to go – I don't know. Maybe it's just that it's not accepted that it's almost a little bit, I don't know, is it embarrassing to play 3-on-3 basketball?
Getting a chance to win a gold medal seems like an appealing thing to do.
Absolutely. Tyrese Halliburton should have played for that because he's not getting on the floor for the...
He played in the last game, right?
A little bit.
I think he scored like 10 points.
In like 8 minutes. Yeah, he got 8 minutes.
He's fine. He's in the right spot.
I mean, go win a gold for
it. He's going to win a gold in 5-on-5.
He's not playing.
He's playing. He just played. He'll get his gold. He's participating. I just don't know why we got to have Rick Barry's least talented son on the team.
the scooter?
Barry.
No, we're to another Barry.
It's Canyon Barry, yeah.
Oh.
Dingle.
He played at
Cooper?
No, Dingle. Dingle, his son Dingle.
No, there's no Dingle.
It's Koopa.
He didn't name his son Dingle.
Dingle?
That's what Lance said.
Dingle Barry. Okay.
I was trying to keep the words separate, but sure, John, just say it.
I did. Okay, that's ridiculous. It's not. It's Cooper.
It's Canyon.
Canyon?
Yeah, his name is Canyon Barry.
That's even worse.
Oh, that's not Rick's kid.
It is Rick's kid.
How? Rick had to have had that kid when he's 70.
Well, is that so out of the realm of possibility? Canyon Barry's 30 years old.
Yeah, Rick was probably still getting it.
Yeah, okay? He was probably still getting it.
He was still going. All right, 713-780-3776 is the number. We have another caller on the line. We'll get him on the other side. Right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Right now we're talking about HRP, HRP.net, 281-880-6525, or HRP.net. My peeps love what my collie does. Chris over there, Plotkin and Kevin and all of the guys. You will get to the idea, name all the people at HRP. I'll name them all. You know why? Because you get to know them. It's like, you know what? They're going to be an integral part of your business. Honestly, they're with us all the time. We know them. We go to their – they have a great, great party. And not that you're going to sign up just for this great party, but for their clients, they have a crawfish boil every year. It's fantastic. You know what? You feel like you are part of the HRP family. You feel like they care a lot about your business. We have so many people that endorse them that talk about how what they've done for their business, how they saved them money, how – efficient it is, how the technology is second to none. I mean, it really is. You feel like, hey, they're part of my business, and I'm succeeding in part, in a large part, because of what they do for me. I'm not doing a payroll myself. I'm not messing that up. I'm not messing the taxes up. I'm not messing the HR up. I got it perfect with these guys. And if you're looking for the best way to get that payroll and HR to your company, along with the taxes that they do an unbelievable job, HRP.net, 281-880-6525, or HRP.net.
All right, I did a little bit of research during the break. So in 2021, John, the IOC, the International Olympic Committee, I guess, or whatever it is, the International Olympic Chair, whatever the C stands for, I think it's committee, they actually got away from testosterone testing in women's sports. And their argument... And one of the arguments, and this is, to me, not a great argument, the IOC used to impose an across-the-board standard for acceptable testosterone levels. The runner I was thinking of was the South African track star Caster Semenya, who won gold medals in 2012 and 2016 before a new testosterone-limiting regulation from the IOC barred her from competing in the event in the future. But then the IOC used to impose across-the-board standards. In 2021, it pushed the decision back to the governing bodies of each individual sport, allowing them to set their own acceptable ranges of the hormone. On the Olympic website, the IOC notes that testosterone is not always a determinant of physical advantage, and that some cisgender men who compete in elite athletics have testosterone levels that will fall in the women's range of several sports authorities. In other words, athletic performance varies independently of an individual athlete's testosterone levels. For some people, but for a majority of people, there is a reason that in combat sports, there is limitations. There's a reason that testosterone replacement is used as an opportunity to cheat and gain an advantage in combat sports. It's why it's outlawed, why they test for this. So I think that...
Somebody touching my spaghetti.
You just wanted to say that because
the Italian had... Get away from that guy. Hey, listen.
No, but what I was saying is there is no marker. So
why do I feel like A.J. Hawk here?
Wait.
Now, do you know what I'm talking about? A.J. Hawk just sits there in the camera while Pat McAfee talks for like 20 minutes.
Well, wait. Wow. But this, I want to get this point out because this is like.
I thought because yesterday A.J. Hawk was sitting there while Pat McAfee was like, look, I don't really know what's going on here, but I have some thoughts.
Yeah. A.J. Hawk just sits there in the camera the whole show.
A.J.
never talks. And he doesn't change his expression.
Well,
ever.
Hold on. But the only thing I want to say is in 2021, so they're not testing. The IOC is not testing for testosterone now. I think that is a massive.
The world.
I think that's a massive problem.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know enough about it.
As
I
long
just
as
wish,
the U.S.
I wish you. I just wish these guys would stop beating up Italian women. That's all
well,
I care about. Okay.
I do. Okay. I did see a lot of people go. Oh. Now we care about women getting beat up. Oh, now people are...
Italian women.
Now people are focused on Italian women getting beat up. Where were you for the last 45
where
years
were you in, the
in 60s? Popular culture?
Where were you in the 60s?
Oh, stop.
Let's get Will in here. Let's talk about the GOAT. What do you say, Will?
Hey, how are y'all?
Good.
All right, want to talk about Simone, the Queen, the Khaleesi... I remember back in 2020 in Tokyo, and she got the yip, whatever. They call them the twisties in gymnastics. And every gross, incel, just worst element of the internet were like, she's weak, she's a feeble little girl, she's a traitor and a diva. It was just disgusting. And I'm so pumped and happy that she's like, how's my butt taste? And... I cannot wait for, I guess she's stacking gold. She's got two. I don't know if there's any more individual competitions, but I'm pumped. She's the queen. All her haters are the sorry people. Love you guys. I'm out.
She's a queen.
I was using that
the
other
sorry
day.
People.
You think you're the queen, and
we're
the sorry people. I love that. That kid is great. Somebody just said Strug greater than Simone.
That's
in the guts department.
King Curtis. No, yeah. Simone Biles is the greatest women's Olympic competitor.
Yes,
and she's one of the, you know.
I think she redeemed herself quite a bit.
Oh, my God.
Because there were people that questioned. I mean, listen, as much as she twist, I could see where you get the twisties. Holy crap. Well, as much as you twist and are flying around, throwing your body around like maniacally, she does something that no one has or ever will do again. She does stuff.
Yeah,
her to have won Olympics where she couldn't, and she felt like it was too dangerous, or she got the yips, whatever. She definitely redeemed herself this time.
Do you like the fact we can't even have conversations anymore? Like this boxer, we should be able. We should get educated on as much of the information as possible, and then we can talk. But that's not. You just fire away when you want to. But the Simone Biles thing, that really irritated me that you couldn't have any, like, you're not allowed to have any discussions at all about certain things or people or topics. It's like you get shut down from having legitimate discussions. And I know a lot of people aren't good faith in discussions. They just want to troll and do all that stuff. So that hurts it. But it's okay to discuss in 2020. What happened with Simone Biles and to have an opinion. It may not be well reasoned.
That's why it's an opinion. Nobody has, they don't have the same one.
I guess what would the discussion be if we're having a good faith argument about what happened? Because if the diagnosis or whatever the twisties are as far as your body is and your brain aren't connecting as far as what needs to be done to perform these elements, what's the conversation?
Well, that was, if you remember, she hadn't been good. In that Olympics, she hadn't been very good. And the thought was, if you go all the way back, it wasn't just about twisties. It was about Simone Biles is not performing well. She didn't seem like herself. And then she, instead of continuing to compete, she stopped. I don't remember if she had ever, I guess that was the first time in her entire gymnastics career she had dealt with that or quit. It was It was.
Well, somebody just said.
It was about quitting.
Back then, you couldn't take ADHD medicine. You couldn't take the medicine, but this one you can. So maybe that's helping her. I don't know. I don't know if that's correct. I just read it on.
I don't know about that, but it was the idea that she quit on, you know, on her team in the in the team event. That was the big conversation then.
Well, if you can't compete, if it's just too much, and it's too much of a strain.
Well, I don't think people believed. The thought was she was bailing out because
she wasn't
doing well, and the thought was she was being a front runner. It wasn't going well for her, so she was going to shut it down. That was the thought. I don't know if that was the case.
I don't
or
believe
not.
She's a quitter. I think she definitely had. And just because it wasn't a physical problem. I mean, poor Maureen. She's a quitter, and it's hard for me to get over that. I mean, you're going to have to just live with it, poor Maureen.
So if we're talking, I don't know.
I don't know how you're going to through it.
Yeah, I mean,
but
something that pops up every 4 years, you're still confounded by it. I don't like. We watched it yesterday. Sean and I were watching her live, and she did the vault. Her first turn, she fell, and you could see some of the emotion on her face. She got it together, and obviously came back and won. It's a sport we don't understand very much, and that's why some people speak with such confidence about things they don't really understand. Like what she has to do to be great. If she is telling us that my brain thinks one thing while my body's doing another. I don't want her flying through the air.
Yeah.
If that is what it is, and that's what Twisties appears to be, that your brain doesn't connect with your body when you're doing those things, it's better that she didn't compete.
Yeah. No, it's absolutely better. But because it's not a torn meniscus, or because it's not a calf muscle, because it's not a physical, because it's a mental thing, we just doubt it, and she quit on her team. It's time and time again we see people with mental issues have just a bigger problem than someone with physical issues. I mean, I'm bringing them up again, but I played golf with Marty Fish. Did you ever see that documentary about how his anxiety? Have you seen that, Lance?
No, you told me
about
Marty
Fish one? Yeah, it's really telling.
Oh, wait, I think I did watch that, actually.
You might have.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think I did watch that.
Yeah.
It is really good, yeah.
It is really good. I mean, it's just as debilitating as a physical issue. And she had that issue. And now I feel like she's the queen. She redeemed herself. And
yes, she is.
Isn't there something at the end? Is she still
for Olympics,
another
Katie
one
Ledecky is the queen of swimming.
We got two legends competing at the same time right now.
Yeah. They're the Michael Phelps of their sports.
Yeah. How about this guy, Yusuf Dikic? He won a medal to prove his ex-wife wrong. Did you see that story?
I did see that wrong. Tell the little story.
Listen.
This is a grudge right here.
Well, and he just picked it up and he's shooting, right? And they're like, he doesn't use a scope. He doesn't have all of the. He just stands up there in jeans and a shirt and shoots. And he's perfect all the time. And they're like, how in the hell is this guy doing this?
He's got a vendetta.
He does have. He had such focus to prove to his wife. And then he said, what did he say at the Olympic in the interview? He said something to the effect of, hey, give me back my dog or something. Hey, woman, give me back my dog. I just won a medal.
He's the John Wick of the Olympics?
Yeah. Or I forget what it was that he said he won. That's my sofa or something. I forget what he said. I mean, you want to talk about a dude that's motivated. Is there a greater motivation than prove to your ex-wife that you're right and she's wrong?
I wish one of us was there so we could ask, is this your first wife, sir? Was she your first wife? Don't worry, it gets better.
Right. He doesn't know because he probably doesn't know yet. But he has to know. He was so motivated by her. He won an Olympic medal. That's how bad that wife was. Okay.
he was just an average man until she got a hold of him.
Just a guy. And she turned him into an Olympic medalist. That's how bad that marriage was.
Well, sometimes hard coaching matters, John. Lance talks about it all the time. Sometimes you need to be coached hard. And that's what you did. Turned him into a champion.
I hate to say it, but is that why Lucas Glover has been good? He came home and she – remember what the Lucas Glover story?
I do. Didn't she smack him around?
Yeah. Remember, she was.
Oh yeah,
she
yeah.
called him the P word, and
his
and
wife went bananas on him.
Yeah. She got
that. Wait, that was because he lost because he wasn't
coaching.
Playing well, though, right?
Right, he came.
He wasn't
home,
cheating or anything like that.
No. He came home on a Saturday. You know, he was contended for the league, and he had a bad, really bad round. And she was like, she started slapping him around and calling him the P word. And you know what he did? Played better. You know what? Sometimes that's hard coaching. Sometimes you gotta coach hard if you're the wife. And this guy, the medalist, his wife coached him hard.
I'm speaking very naively because not married, but if you call my future wife, if that exists, ever calls me the P word, we're done.
Yeah.
There's certain things I won't get over. Like, you know, there's a certain slur I won't get over. You call me the P word to my face, nah, I'm out. Even if I am acting like one, keep that to yourself because right. You know what? Sometimes you're acting like a certain word that comes after B, but I'm not going to say it because I know it's a problem. So you keep P to yourself, I'll keep C to myself.
Listen, if you act like a P, you get called a P. That's all there is to it.
Understood.
That's it. That's all there is to it. Breaking it here, we got News of the Weird coming your way next, right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Don't go anywhere.
Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
I don't feel sorry for myself anymore, okay? Now, I have to get up at 4 in the morning because I'm here on the West Coast and I have to do the show. But there's a Vietnamese woman who says that she hasn't slept in 30 years. She's a seamstress. And she's the seamstress who never sleeps. She's 49 years old. And she says, the first few times I worked through the night, I encountered many difficulties. Not only did I fall asleep constantly, made mistakes sewing, I constantly felt tired and dizzy. I even had a few traffic accidents. I don't want you driving if you're not sleeping. However, after staying awake for months, then years at a time, my eyes and my body got used to the lack of sleep. And then on, from then on, I couldn't sleep even if I wanted to. Lance, you need to start staying up. And then you can finish your draft prospects.
I already have to spend more time with the family. I already have to go to a sleep doctor who told me, you can get away with sleeping like 5 hours a night, but you're pulling from your sleep bank. Eventually, if you don't start sleeping 7 to 8 hours a night and you don't start paying back your sleep bank, it'll turn into the potential for early onset dementia or a complete loss of memory. And I'm like, I'll try to sleep.
Well, listen, I'm going to start having dementia maybe tomorrow for the lack of sleep that I'm getting here now. I mean, you don't go to dinner till like 7, 8 o'clock, which is 10 o'clock our time.
You can do whatever you want, John. Who's bossing you about what time you eat?
Oh, my God.
Just go to your bedroom, eat, and you're done.
Lay on your bed
and watch your shows. That's my life.
We're in a hotel now. Once we get to the apartment, then we're going to be fine today. Thousands are calling for G-string bikinis to be banned in water parks. They're extremely inappropriate. Who are these people, and they should shut up? That's
moms? I don't know.
Is it? Yeah, moms with little kids.
Probably.
I'm looking at some G-string bikinis at
Look,
water
Mom,
parks.
Look, Mom, she has her tutu out.
And water parks involve slides and
Mama,
stuff.
Mama, she got her pooter, too. She got her pooter out, too, Mama, like you, Mama, on your shower, Mama.
So water parks have slides and rides, so those things are going to go awry and get moved out of place.
I don't think the G-strings are going down the water slide.
No, the women are, and then the G-string gets... you think women and G-strings aren't going down water slides?
No.
Definitely are. They are.
No. You don't do that. You've got a G-string on for a reason. You ain't going to hide it on a water slide.
No, you're in the water slide for like 30 seconds. They're not hiding it the entire time, but they want to, I assume, go down the ride. And then you come into that pool that's at the bottom. If you come off the slide, then everything's everywhere. And there's a little kid going, Mama, 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 what's that? Now you got to explain that to your kid.
Well, what Lance said.
Yeah.
I wish he'd stop.
I'm not
going to
say the words he said.
No.
Yeah.
Tutu?
Yeah.
Okay. And pooter? With a P?
Okay, three Christchurch men ended up in the hospital emergency department after swallowing metal beer bottle tops while drunk. Have you ever, Lance, you were so drunk you pooped in a popcorn box. Have you ever been so drunk that you swallowed metal beer bottle tops?
So drunk that you swallowed metal beer? No.
The Journal reported Christchurch has the second highest weekly alcohol intake among New Zealand regions, with 4 to 5% of emergency room presentations related to alcohol consumption. Apparently, that's a region, Christchurch. And apparently, they like to drink. I mean, Jesus changed water to wine. So, all right. That can't be your
backup for every time someone does something someone stupid while drinking. Well, yeah, Jesus condoned it one time. Yeah, so
that's right. No, that's right. That's exactly what I can do, and I just did it. I just did it once again.
Fair enough.
I haven't done it before. Fair enough. Ford is trying to patent a system that reports speeding vehicles to the police. Should Ford be banned for life?
What is Ford doing? Are we looking for snitches? Why am I gonna?
You want your car to snitch on you to the cops?
Hey, Chastain. Ford. Hey, Chastains. Let's have a conversation.
It ain't about Chastain.
No,
it's about
they need
Ford.
To talk to Ford.
I know they do. Yeah, I know they do. That's the most ridiculous thing I ever heard. Your car is gonna snitch on you for speeding? That is the worst. That's ridiculous, Ford. Stop doing that. You know what? Start making attack dogs. Robot attack dogs.
What? Yeah. You want Ford branded attack dogs?
No. Yes. Boston Dynamics has already got that on lock. Well, you can't get into the attack dog robots.
It's better than cars that'll report your speeding to the police. Okay? Much rather have those on the streets. Much rather.
Just think if your F-150 gets an update, your Lightning gets an update, and all of a sudden, well, John went through a red light.
Yeah.
Think about that. Now, John, maybe we don't go through red lights when there's no one around because your car is going to snitch on you.
Maybe we still do. Maybe we still do, Del. Maybe, just maybe, we still do. We're done for the week. That was nice. We will be back on Monday. You're not going to be here. So we will have Del and I, and I think Eric Layden might be joining us some. We'll see whether or not he can. But
have him come over to your apartment.
I know. I thought he's a little far away, and he said he wasn't sure about his schedule, so we'll see.
Eric's working again? Lance didn't curse him out of a job like he was trying to do last time he was here?
No, right.
What?
Remember, hey, Eric, you haven't been working in a while. When's the last time you worked? I'm glad Eric's found work.
Yeah, but he needed that tough love.
Okay. You're like that Olympic guy's wife.
The Olympic wife. That's what Lance is. All right. Well, Lance, have a good vacation. We will talk to you in 10 days. Del and I will be here on Monday working like we should, like good employees should. And y'all have a great weekend, everybody. We'll talk to you again on Monday.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Get ready. Wayfair's biggest sale of the season is almost here. It's Black Friday in July, and it's coming your way. For 5 days only, score up to 80% off everything home at Wayfair. Plus amazing doorbuster deals and free shipping on everything. Yes, everything right to your door. So mark your calendars. Wayfair's Black Friday in July sale starts July 24th. Shop everything home at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.